Welcome to episode 6 of Startup Bizcast. This episode's topic, how small business owners can manage their time more effectively. It's July 2007. I'm Steve Mullen. Startup Bizcast features small business advice and education from small business owners and other experts. The podcast's home is www.startupbizcast.com. According to a recent survey conducted by Discover, about a third of all small business owners work at least 10 hours per day. One-fifth say they work 7 days a week. Now, much of this has to do with, of course, entrepreneurs having to wear many hats. However, with proper time management, we can all see our families a bit more and perhaps avoid burnout. My guest for this episode is Ruth Klein. Her time management tips have been quoted in Oprah Winfrey's O Magazine and Reader's Digest. She's the author of a variety of books, including Time Management Secrets for Working Women. She also owns her own small marketing firm, hosts seminars on management techniques, and has a podcast called Time Management Secrets with Ruth Klein. I'm very happy to welcome her to the program now. Ruth, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for asking. Thank you.
What is your number one time management tip for busy small business owners?
Turn the computer off if they're not using it. And if they have to use it throughout the day, which most, of course, people do, is to at least minimize email. And what happens many times is that there's something about email that we have such fun. There's a little excitement there. Who just contacted us? What do they want? And that will rob us of at least an hour to 2 hours every single day. Now, if you have a business that depends on orders, that's something else. But even then, you would have a separate inbox for orders, and you would not have the orders coming in to your regular normal email.
Now, is it realistic to only answer emails a few times a day? I know it's tough for me to do that in case, you know, a client has something very urgent or there's possibly new business coming in. Is it really realistic, do you think?
Well, there's a question. You know, the question you have to ask yourself, and what I have my clients do is that when they have that urge, when they're starting to quit and they have that urge to check email and they check the email, I have them write down a couple of things or a couple of columns. Was it truly urgent? Yes, you may have received someone with new business, but was it truly urgent? Could it not have waited another 4 hours to get back to them? Because email is very similar to telephone in that regard. As long as we get back to them within 24 hours, what has happened, however, is that because it is such a lightning speed type of technology, it's very easy for others to infringe their emergency or anxiety upon you, and then you feeling guilty that you have to respond. It's the same thing with telephone calls. Most people that call us, and including new clients, as long as we get back to them within 24 hours, unless they're special businesses, for example, mortgage brokers, realtors, a little bit more sensitive. There's certainly areas in the financial world that are more sensitive. And that part, you can go ahead and check your email or check your phones a little more often, and all, you know, 3 or 4 times. But what happens is people don't realize it, but they check their email many, many, many times a day.
I know I'm guilty of that. Do you think technology is sucking the productivity out of business owners?
Let me put it to you this way. That's a really good question. The technology is excellent, is absolutely excellent. The PDAs for data management, not so much for scheduling. The computer, email, that all of everything else, and the software programs, it makes life wonderfully so much simpler in many ways. The problem is not the technology. The problem is that we need to control the technology, or the technology will control us. And believe me, if you do not have certain boundaries and certain rules, your own internal rules, in terms of how you're going to handle this technology, you're going to end up being a zombie. You're not going to sleep well. You're going to feel like from morning till night, all you do is work, work, work. You're going to think about all the unfinished business. And it used to be we would think of unfinished business and then we would leave the office and we might think about it a little bit. Now it's turned into a nightmare for so many people. I work with so many professionals where they simply can't sleep very well anymore because their emotional clocks are on 24/7.
Well, and as small business owners, we usually don't get near enough sleep regardless of all that. What about times that are a bit slower for small business owners? I know most businesses have, you have your busy times, you have your slow times. Personally, I actually find it easier to meet deadlines when I'm busy than when I'm not. Do you have any tips for that?
Yes. First of all, I love to get a timer. And with that timer, when you think about your schedule, and I truly believe the success is in your schedule, and to use to identify 4 hours that you're going to get really good, concentrated, uninterrupted, I repeat, uninterrupted work done. Now, many small businesses will spend, 8, 10, 12, 16 hours a day. I'm asking for 4 good, uninterrupted hours, and they do not have to be all together. It's ideal if they're 2 hours and 2 hours. That's the ideal. So what you can do with this timer is that you set this timer for about 55 minutes. And after, during your, this is one of the first one of 4 concentrated hours, and you set that timer because you need to pull away. You need to get up. You need to stretch. You need to drink some water. Whatever it is that you need to do, grab some coffee, because what happens is physiologically when we stay in a position, for example, at our office, and we're thinking and we're thinking and we're thinking and we're cranking, physiological at some point we become counterproductive, because many times when we're thinking in concentrative spurts, we don't breathe as well as we ought to, so we don't get enough oxygen to our brain, and of course this oxygenation is what makes us creative, and so we want to pull away after about 50-55 minutes. The best way to do that is have a timer. We take the 5 minutes, we go back to the next concentrated hour, and I can't tell you, Steve, how many small businesses have used that technique, and their productivity has tripled, and their income has been dramatic in terms of an increase as well.
Now, that brings us actually nicely to the next question I had. You've written about protecting your peak energy time. Could you explain that?
Yes. We all work with biorhythms, and that's kind of the rhythm of our biology. And we need to identify our peak energy time. And for many people, I'll get a small business person that says, well, it's all day. Well, that might very well be, but very few of us have peak energy all day long. Most people have their peak energy in the mornings. So that's the time you really want to guard your time. You don't want to set an idle meeting unless it's a brainstorming meeting, unless it's something that's really going to utilize that high energy where you're just at your peak. That's also where 2 of the 4 hours needs to be if you are a high morning person in terms of energy. If you're a high late morning person, the same thing applies. Then there's many times people are high, their high energy peak time is early afternoon. For others, it's late afternoon. And then there are some who get their energy spurts in the evening. And these people, this is a tough, tough world to live in unless you do business overseas or unless you can start your business at 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, because many times people that have their spurts, their peak energy in the evenings, late in the evenings, they need to sleep. And so if you expect them to wake up at 6 or 7 in the morning, they're going to be very, very groggy.
Unfortunately, I tend to be one of those people. Fortunately, I do the type of work that actually allows me to do a few things at that
hour. And yes, and see, you have identified it, and you're working with your biorhythm. So many people fight that. And then, for example, if we know that most statistically that most people are high morning peak energy people, we would not have these unproductive meetings first thing in the morning. We would have meetings right after lunch because that is usually a very low productivity time.
Now, you are an author. You do seminars. You have a podcast. You have a vidcast. You own your own marketing firm. I might be missing something there, but how do you remain productive when you're going in so many different directions?
I use these principles that I've shared with you, and I have to stay really, really focused. I have to work at staying focused because I have a tendency to enjoy so many things and want to do so many things at one time, as most of, you know, us entrepreneurs do and small business owners. And so I have to work at it. So I have worked at it. And a lot of these principles that I've shared with you are ones that I've had to create, and they have worked for me, and then I have shared these systems on to my clients, and they do work. But again, for me, I have to get back and kind of sit down, take just about 5 minutes twice a day, first thing in the morning, and then usually in the afternoon, and it helps ground me and gets me back, okay, Ruth, what's the most important thing I need to be doing now?
Time management expert Ruth Klein, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You can check out more of Ruth's tips at her website, www.ruthklein.com. I've linked that from the Startup Bizcast blog in case you need it. If you have a tip to share, please lay it on me. I'd love to receive feedback and may use it on a future show. The best way to contact me is via the Startup Bizcast voicemail hotline, 206-984-0860. That's 206-984-0860. You can also email info@startupbizcast.com. That's a wrap for episode 6 of Startup Bizcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Mullen.